Hi, my name is Alexis Poitrasson-Rivière. I am a research scientist at Invia Medical Imaging Solutions, and I am here to tell you about my paper, Reducing Motion Correction-Induced Variability in Rubidium-82 Myocardial Blood Flow Quantification. In this work, we conducted a blinded randomized controlled trial to assess the performance of an automatic motion correction algorithm previously developed by our research group. Two certified nuclear medicine technologists motion-corrected 100 dynamic rest stress studies twice, once with automatic motion correction, once without. The automatic motion correction information was blinded, and the studies were randomized. The results showed that the inter-user variability decreased significantly, going from a 95% confidence interval of 0.44 milliliter per minute per gram to 0.27 milliliter per minute per gram for global MBF and 0.67 to 0.23 for global MFR. Additionally, a look at the amount of motion correction applied and time spent processing showed that both decreased significantly with automatic motion correction. These results indicate that clinical use of the algorithm should be helpful to improve precision and clinical workflow. The automatic motion correction without further manual adjustment was also compared to the processing performed by the technologists and yielded similar quantitative flow results, removing user variability while still yielding accurate flow values. This algorithm had previously only been validated without additional manual adjustments versus expert physician readers. Given that studies are usually processed by technologists and that the motion correction would be quality controlled and potentially manually adjusted by a technologist prior to being read by a physician, this trial provides validation in a manner analogous to expected clinical practice. The study does have limitations as it focuses on inter-user variability and did not look at intra-user variability. Additionally, the data used in this study was high-quality rubidium-82 studies acquired on a 3D PET scanner with time-of-flight and point-spread function reconstructions. This may yield better results than lower-quality studies, as it is easier to motion-correct count-rich studies for both technologists and algorithms. As such, future validation work could focus on 2D and lower image quality data. We found the algorithm required optimization for nitrogen-13 ammonia and could require further changes for other tracers, such as oxygen-15 water or fluorine-18 for pyridaz. Finally, with the advancement of dynamic SPECT, similar validation studies on automatic motion correction for technetium-99m tracers and thallium-201 are necessary. Because dynamic SPECT data is noisier and more prone to artifacts than dynamic PET data, substantial algorithmic optimization prior to validation may be required. On that note, thank you for listening, and I hope this makes you want to have a look through the paper.